this going to go on? When is she going to die? Up and down the stairs with cups of tea. His wax-like face looking at me from the pillows. The thin voice. Almost a whisper. It's like some kind of terrible ritual. The endless cliches. Dear God, I don't wish to sound unkind or cruel, but I wish it was all over. Another few days, the doctor said. Seems an eternity. Come along, Mary. Upstairs again. And I know exactly what he'll say when he sees the tea tray.
The cup that cheers. Thank you, my dear.
That's all right, Roland. You comfortable like that?
Yes, thank you.
Would you like me to adjust the pillows for you?
No. No, really, I'm all right. You just sit there for a few minutes while I drink my tea, and then I'll go to sleep.
Why are you smiling like that?
It's funny, that's all.
Funny? What's funny?
How we pretend. You know I'm dying. I know I'm dying, yet I'm not supposed to know. Why? Dying is a perfectly natural function. Everyone does it. Once. Do you know something, Mary? I'm rather looking forward to it. Dying, I mean.
Roland, how can you? You might have some consideration for my feelings.
What? It's so silly, you sitting there trying to make small talk and me racking my brains for something cheerful to say.
Look, I don't want to talk about it.
Pity. Because I rather wanted to ask your advice.
Advice? I don't understand.
Well, you're much brighter than me, and being a churchgoer, I thought you might give me, well, one or two tips on how to behave when I get there.
Get there? Where?
To wherever it is I'm going. That's another point. Where am I going? Honestly, Mary, I can't see myself in a flannel nightgown playing a harp. I mean to say, I'm not that sort of chap.
You're being blasphemous, Roland. I remember you may soon have to meet your maker.
But will I? Let's face it, my dear, there's an awful lot of people in my predicament, and he can't meet us all, can he? I keep thinking and thinking and... all I can come up with is a long list of questions and not a single answer. What sort of person will I be?
What sort of person will you be? You'll be yourself, of course. The person you've always been.
I'm not sure, Mary. The me you know is the result of glands, environment, memories, heredity, and lots of other things besides. But once out of this body, I might be another kettle of fish entirely. Have you thought about that?
Oh, nonsense. You're talking utter rubbish.
Mary, listen. You remember that tiger we saw at Chessington Zoo a few years ago? Looked peaceful, didn't he? Well fed. Just a big, cuddly pussycat. But think what he would have been like if we'd let him out of his cage, eh? Very different story, I bet.
Tea. The panacea for all life's ills, the comforter, the suburban drug. God, I'm so tired of making tea, of climbing those stairs. It's not that I don't love him, it's just... Oh, I wish it was all over.
Roland, what are you doing down here?
Roland? He can't get out of bed, he hasn't the strength. He hasn't a black dressing gown either. Oh, my God. Roland.
Roland, I've brought you your tea. Oh, I didn't mean to wake you.
Oh, Mary, dear. Had a nice sleep. Feel fine now, fine. There's no need for you to sit up all night, you know.
No, I'm all right.
It won't be much longer now. When it's all over... You can have a nice long sleep when it's all...
Oh, please don't talk like that. Please.
Oh, forgive me. I never intended...
I don't want you to die, Roland. I don't want you to die. You're not to die. Do you hear me? You are not to die.
My dear Mary... I fear on this one occasion I must disobey. This isn't just a matter of change of career, although I suppose it does come under that heading.
What do you mean? You know, I was only thinking of your own good, Roland. And to throw up a steady, well-paid job for pie in the sky would have been madness. I mean, surely you realize that now.
But it might have worked. It might have. Carstairs had faith in me until...
The man was an adventurer. You would have lost everything.
I expect you're right. You always were. But I would have liked to try. Try. That's enough tea for now. I'm tired again. Let me sleep. Please...
Have you held that against me all these years? Have you, Roland? Oh, it's like washing away the years. Everything that's gone before, wiped clean, leaving me refreshed, renewed. What was that? Who's there? Is anyone there? I swore I heard something. Someone just outside the door. Oh, I know. The woman Dr. Ferguson was arranging to come round. She must have come in through the back door. Couldn't have heard her knock. Is that you, nurse? Roland!
I would have liked... to try.
There, Mrs. Cornell. No, no, don't move.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I found you all of a heap by the door here. How are you feeling?
I don't know.
I'm Mrs. Parkins. Dr. Ferguson sent me round to help. I couldn't lift you, so I brought a pillow out here on the landing. Do you think you can sit up?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I think so.
If you can just lean yourself against the wall. That's it. Better? I don't think you've broken any bones or anything.
Well, how did you get in?
Well, when I heard you scream, I rushed round the back. I found the kitchen door open, thank goodness. Otherwise, I'd have had to break in.
Well, I fainted, that's all. It's very silly of me. I'm sorry,
Mrs. Parkins. I thought it was your husband I'd come to look after, not you, eh?
Yes, Mrs. Parkins.
Oh, that's better. You're smiling again. You've been overdoing it, I expect. Getting no sleep and precious little to eat, I'll be bound. I see you've got a spare bedroom.
Yes.
Well, then, why don't you pop in there and have a good long sleep? Leave the old gentleman to me. I'll pop in during the day and see that he's all right.
Him? Oh, God.
No, 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 no. You mustn't carry on so. Oh, you've done all you can for him, I'm sure. It's all anyone can do in the circumstances. Do all you can, I say, and you can let them go with an easy conscience. The poor gentleman will bless you, I know that, and time will heal. Now, let me help you to the bed, and when I've seen that he's nice and snug, I'll tidy up a bit and get lunch ready. What do you say?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Parkins. You're most kind.
Right. Now, take my arm, and I'll help you to the bedroom. Then I'll go and take a look at your husband.
What's taking her so long? What in God's name are you doing, Mrs. Parkins? Is Roland... Oh, no. Please. Please, may he be alive. And awake. Please. Is he all right, Mrs. Parkins?
He's awake and chirpy as you please. I told him who I am and what happened, and he says you're to have a nice rest and not to worry.
I'm not imagining it. I know I'm not. I've seen him twice now. Can a man's ghost walk while he's still alive? Maybe it's an illusion born from guilt. Guilt? What have I got to feel guilty about? Whatever I did for the best. Now, wait a minute. I know. Somewhere, I read somewhere. Elizabeth the First, that's it. The Death of Elizabeth. That second-hand book Roland bought years ago. I must get downstairs.
Right then. Now that everything's all right up here, I'm going downstairs to the kitchen and get things moving. If you want anything, just call. Okay?
Ah, here we are. Lady Guildford, then in waiting on the Queen, and leaving her in an almost breathless sleep, went out to take a little air, and met Her Majesty, as she thought, three or four chambers off. Lady Guildford returned, terrified, to the chamber, but there lay Queen Elizabeth in the same lethargic, motionless slumber in which she had left her. My experience is not unique, then. But the Roland who... the thing dressed in black?
Once out of this body, I may be a different kettle of fish entirely.
Perhaps. Perhaps all these years I've been living with a caged tiger who stalked, waiting with terrible patience for its hour of release.
What are you doing down here, Mrs. Cornell? I had a shock of my life when I went into your room upstairs just now and found the bed empty. Now you go and get some proper sleep while I take care of the old gentleman.
7 o'clock. Mrs. Parkins will be going in a minute. 12 hours. 12 long hours. Oh, dear God, I... No, Mary, you've got to be strong. You can't give in now. Besides, you've never been one for giving in. You've been a good wife. You've satisfied Roland's every need. No one can criticise you for being anything but a good wife.
I'll be off then, Mrs. Cornell. All right?
All right, Mrs. Parkins, thank you. Roland? Roland, dear? You awake?
Yes.
Can I put the light on? It's dark in here.
Days are drawing in.
Another cliché.
I'll pull the curtains, eh? Then no one can see me. How do you feel?
Fine, fine.
Roland, dear, have you been happy? I mean, have I made you happy, Roland?
The number of times a man is really happy can be counted on the fingers of one hand.
Oh, well, I've done what I thought was best for both of us.
While there is breath in my body, I will never reproach you.
And when you no longer breathe?
Who can tell into what kind of hell my sightless soul will roam?
Roland, explain what you mean. He's fallen asleep. Oh, dear God, I don't think I can stand it. But I must. He frightens me so. Before he looked so old, and now there's a youthfulness about his white face. His voice, it's older. He frightens me. Yet, how can horror grow from such an ordinary man? Roland, what is it? Are you in pain?
Want children. No children. Why? Mary, why? Why? Why?
Why are you staring at me like that? And don't stare at me like that, please. Can I get you anything? Can I? He's dead. No. No. He's asleep again. Door downstairs. Someone's in the house. He's staring at me again. Roland, you awake? I have to go downstairs. I think I left the back door open. Roland, he's staring at me in his sleep. What's happening now? Oh my God! Roland, please wake up. Please wake up. He's coming up the stairs. Whoever it is, he's coming up here. Oh, Roland. Roland, please.
Where are the children?
Wake up!
What is this?
Oh, Roland.
You must not grieve for me.
Do you hate me so very, very much? Do you hear me, Roland? Do you hate me?
Why should I?
Roland, you must listen. You must try to understand. I mean, when you sleep, oh God, it sounds ridiculous, I know, but are you listening to me? When you sleep, you walk. Do you understand me? Your ghost haunts the house. Roland, do you hear me?
I want to go away. Away. Out through the great star lanes into the comforting darkness that lies beyond. A million suns light my path, but something pulls me back. Back!
You see, Roland, it's your ghost. Can you see your ghost? Roland, don't stare at me. Look at him.
Mary. Mary, a cup of tea, please. My mouth is parched.
No.
Tea, the cup that cheers. Cheers, Mary. Plenty of milk.
No.
Lots of sugar.
He's back again. The ghost is back again.
Not much longer.
Oh, please. Stop this.
Tea. A cup of weak tea.
Oh, I'm going mad.
Mary, can't you hear me? A cup of tea for my parched tongue.
You see him. You see him too, don't you, Roland? You see your other self, your black self, don't you? Look at him, Roland.
No, stay away from me.
He's come for you, Roland. Your other self.
I.
Oh, my God. Roland. The old man's dead. She's sitting in that chair with his body at her feet. Oh, you poor, poor dear. I shouldn't have left you. Oh, I shouldn't have left you. It was my fault.
The selfish bitch.
What? What did you say?
The selfish bitch. Wouldn't have children. Done me out of my big chance. Nag, nag, nag.
Who are you? What are you saying? No, don't touch me.
She won't nag anymore. No, she won't. I'm the boss now, screaming. She is inside the head. She's screaming. She won't nag anymore. She'll never nag anymore.
In The Liberated Tiger by R. Chetwynd Hayes, Rosemary Leach was Mary and Leslie Sands, Roland, with Hilda Schroeder as Mrs. Parkins. It was a BBC World Service drama production directed by Derek Hoddenut.